You've heard of me, my name is Jack. I'm the Jack that climbed the beanstalk. Now listen to what happened to me on the day I climbed the beanstalk.
In the days of King Alfred, there lived a poor widow with an only child named Jack. One day she said to him,
"We have not money enough to purchase even a bit of bread. Nothing now remains but our poor cow. Jack, take the cow into the village and sell it, but mind you, make a good trade."
"Just leave it to me. I'll take care of everything."
That evening, Jack came home with his trade, a paltry handful of beans.
"You silly boy, these few beans will do us no good. They're not even worth keeping."
With that, the woman threw the beans out the window, and they both went to bed without any supper. During the night, a strange thing happened. The beans took root in the garden, and a beanstalk started growing, and growing, and growing. The stalk grew so high that the top was lost in the sky. When Jack awoke the next morning, he saw the giant beanstalk and decided to climb to the top.
"Climb the giant beanstalk until I reach the top. I'll climb the giant beanstalk, I'll never, never stop. Up and up and up I go, how can it be so high? Where it ends I'll never know until I reach the sky. I'll climb the giant beanstalk until I reach the top. Until I reach the top."
After climbing for some hours, Jack found himself in a strange country. As he walked down the road, he saw a large mansion with a plain woman standing at the door. When he asked the woman for a crust of bread and a night's lodging, she said,
"Oh, no. No, I couldn't do that. My husband is a giant, you know."
"No, I didn't know."
"Well, he is. And if he finds you here, he'll eat you up." "Oh, dear, I hear him coming now. You'd better get in the house quickly. Hide in the oven."
"Free, fly, flow, flow, I am a hungry giant. What? Get me my supper, and then bring me my magic hen."
From his hiding place, Jack watched the giant eat huge quantities of food. Then, when his hen was brought to him, the giant roared,
"Lay a golden egg."
And the hen laid an egg of solid gold.
"Lay another! And another!"
Every time the giant said this, the hen laid a larger egg than before. But soon the giant grew bored, and as Jack watched, he fell sound asleep. Then Jack crept out of the oven, seized the hen, and ran off with her. Quickly, he climbed down the beanstalk and was safely home. Some months later, Jack prepared a disguise and decided to climb the beanstalk a second time.
"I'll climb the giant beanstalk until I reach the top. I'll climb the giant beanstalk, I'll never, never stop."
When Jack reached the giant's mansion, the woman was at the door as before.
"Please, ma'am, may I have a crust of bread and a night's lodging?"
"Oh, no. The last stranger who was here stole my husband's hen."
"Please, ma'am, I'm hungry and tired."
"Well, all right. But hurry inside. I hear my husband coming now. Hide in the lumber closet."
"Free, fly, flow, flow, I am a hungry giant. Wife, get me my supper, and then bring me my money bags."
Jack watched the giant eat his huge supper and then count his money. Soon the giant grew tired and fell fast asleep. Jack came out of the closet, took the money bags, and made off with them. Quickly he climbed down the beanstalk and made his way home. For many months, Jack spoke no more of the beanstalk. Then one morning, he prepared a brand new disguise and decided to climb the beanstalk a third time. Again, the giant's wife failed to recognize him, and so agreed to hide him in the copper kettle. No sooner was he in the kettle than the giant returned.
"Free, fly, flow, flow, I am a hungry giant. Wife, I smell fresh meat. I am going to search the room."
Jack sat terrified in the kettle as he watched the giant search every corner of the room. Finally, the giant's hand reached out for the lid of the kettle. But just then, the giant got tired of searching, and he called out,
"Wife, bring me my magic harp!"
Jack peeped under the copper lid and saw a most beautiful harp being brought to the giant.
"Play, harp! Play!"
The harp started playing without anybody touching it. When Jack saw this, he decided he must have the harp. And when the giant fell asleep, Jack seized it and started to run off. But the magic harp, finding itself in strange hands, called out, The giant woke up and saw Jack scampering away.
"Oh, you villain! Wait till I catch you! I'll eat you alive!"
Jack ran to the beanstalk and scampered down as fast as he could, calling,
"Mother! Mother, give me a hatchet! The giant is coming down the beanstalk!"
Jack took his hatchet and with one swoop cut the beanstalk off at the root. The giant fell headlong into the garden and was killed. So all ended well, and nothing more was ever seen or heard of the giant or the beanstalk.